Good morning. I welcome all of you here in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you very much for making the effort to come out this morning. And today, I'm going to talk to you about mashed potatoes. Okay? And yes, I have here mashed potatoes. I made them myself this morning. And I need Jeremiah and Dennis, would you do me a favor? Would you come up here? And Esmeralda, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Would you please come up here? Okay, come on up. Okay, I have got 4 spoons, and each one of you is going to take a taste of these mashed potatoes. And as you're tasting them, I want you to think about how it tastes and that I have made these potatoes for you and that for the rest of your life, there's a possibility that I will feed you these potatoes every day of your life. All right? Take a spoon. Yeah, that's a big bite. Yeah, wise lady. Okay. Taste away. And need something more. Yeah? All right. Give me back your spoons. You want to eat that the rest of your life? You want me to feed that to you for the rest of your life? Every day? No? Well, taste these. Oh, you're real sure of yourself, aren't you? She's a little braver now, too. Okay, go ahead, taste them. Uh-oh. Better? Okay. These mashed potatoes don't have salt in them. These mashed potatoes have salt in them. All right, go ahead and sit down. Thank you very much. Okay, so you got salted mashed potatoes, or you got unsalted mashed potatoes? What do you want to eat for the rest of your life every day? What do you want to serve to your friends, your family, your loved ones for the rest of their lives every day? You're going to give them salted mashed potatoes? You're going to just give them some plain old mashed potatoes? What are you going to be happy with? What are they going to be happy with? In the book of Leviticus, the 2nd chapter, and I'm going to read the 13th verse, and think about your mashed potatoes and your salt and who you're giving it to. It says, "And every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings, thou shalt offer salt." Numbers, 18th chapter. Nineteenth verse. "All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and to thy seed with thee." It's a covenant, but it's tasty. It makes life bearable. This is what salt does for us. It takes an everyday humdrum existence and makes it bearable. Makes it okay to be alive. In some parts of the scriptures where they use the word salt, it means to be prudent or wise. So when you're saying that you're supposed to be salted, not only are you supposed to make life taste better, you're supposed to be wise and prudent about it. Thoughtful. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're saying and how you're acting. Are you salt? Or are you just an unsalted lump of mashed potatoes that no one really wants to have to eat? In the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 34 and 35, it says, and these are the words of Jesus Christ, "Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned?" Salt is good, but if it's lost its umph, if it's lost that ability to make things taste better, "It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." This morning our young brother got salted. Inside and out. But what are you going to do with that salt all the days of your life? Are you going to share it? The rest of you who have been salted, what are you going to do with your salt? How are you going to share it? Or are you going to just hoard it for yourself? If you do, your salt's going to lose its savor. And it won't be good for anything. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Thirteenth verse, Jesus Christ says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." You now have two witnesses that have told you the same words that Jesus Christ spoke. How salty are you? This is in the book of Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. It's a long chapter. I'm going to try and condense it down for you as best I can. God's got something that he wants Ezekiel to tell Jerusalem. And he's talking about Jerusalem from the beginning of its existence to the end in this chapter. And when Jerusalem was first started, its founding father and founding mother, the father was an Amorite and the mother was a Hittite. Those are the two people that, or two groups of people that started the city of Jerusalem. And in the 4th verse it says, "And for thy nativity in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all." When Jerusalem was first started, it was not a pretty baby. It was not a soft baby. It wasn't a pleasant baby. It was started by a Hittite and an Amorite. Those groups weren't salted. It wasn't a pleasant place to be. But eventually, Jerusalem grew up, got older, became the city of David, and it got salted. God's Holy Spirit dwelt there for a while. And it was a pleasant place to be. Nice place to live. But after a while, Jerusalem lost its saltiness, its savor. It was no longer a pleasant place to live. No one wanted to be there. Fact is, it became desolate for a while. No one lived there for a while. But it's going to get back its saltiness eventually. It'll be a nice place to live. And Jerusalem, because of her losing her saltiness, affected everyone that lived there and all of her neighbors. Everyone all around her was affected by her because she lost her savor. She lost her salt. And their lives became just blah, horrible lives to live every day. And they're still suffering. In Colossians, the 4th chapter, start in the 2nd verse, it says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open to us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." Wisdom. Graceful. Seasoned with salt. How do we act as a people? When you go to school and you're there with your friends and everything, do you try and salt them? Do you try and lift them up and pull them out of that dunghill that it was talking about there in Ezekiel and salt them so they taste good, so that their life feels like they have something to live for? Do you do that for your friends? Are you willing to do that for your friends? Do you even want to do that for your friends? I think so. I hope so. In the Book of Mormon, in the 3rd book of Nephi, again we have the words of Jesus Christ. This is in the 5th chapter. We'll start at the 60th verse. And Jesus Christ is speaking to the people. Almost the same kind of sermon as he spoke in Jerusalem. And he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the salt of the earth." All of those here that have been salted or baptized, we are supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're supposed to put that extra special something back into life for everybody that we touch, so that the whole dish is something that everybody wants to eat. God's the one that has given us this salt. It's the Holy Spirit and the gifts that He has done for us. All the blessings that He has given us through our lives. That's salt. Are you willing to share that with your friends? With the people that live in your town? The strangers? Are you willing to share that? My brother John Geyer told me one time, I think it was a Wednesday night prayer service, that he was at the job and they were working, and he was working at this car dealership and a body shop, I think. Yeah. And John said that during their work that one day, that someone took the Lord's name in vain. And John heard it. And John didn't just be quiet about it and grumble under his breath, or, you know, oh, I wish they hadn't said that, or, you know. John actually spoke right up. He said, hey, don't you ever do that again. Don't you ever take the name of Jesus Christ in vain again. Do you hear me? And they were like, you know, dumbfounded, because I don't know what John's like at work, but he's pretty mild here. I kind of assume that he might be mild-mannered there, you know, goes about his work and does his stuff. But this time, he didn't let it go by. He shed some of the salt that he has onto those people. Are you willing to do that? That's what we have been charged to do. This is a commandment. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the salt of the earth. That's our job. Spread His love. Spread His blessings. Yesterday I had the pleasure of being with my brother Brian Geyer and his family. And I got to see just a little glimpse into the life of Brian and his family. And I got to listen to some of the things that Brian said about Peggy. And Peggy put salt in Brian's life. She has made his life worth living these past 27 years. Actually, he's known her since the sixth grade, but they've been married for 27 years. And she has made his life salty. She has given him a reason to keep on going. Can you say that you do that for your spouse? Do you lift your spouse up? Do you make your spouse have a desire to want to be good? Those of you young people out there that think you want to get married, I'm sure that you've all thought about it and wondered about it. Are you salty? Do you have the love of Jesus Christ in your heart that's going to bring life and flavor into your marriage? Do you have that in you? Or every day of your married life, is it just going to be plain old blah mashed potatoes for your spouse? Now, what if your spouse is pepper or butter? Well, that's good. He's bringing pepper, or she's bringing pepper and butter to the marriage. What are you bringing? If you don't have the salt, it's not going to be good tasting mashed potatoes. It's going to be pretty blah. And it will get old real quick. And you won't want to be there, I promise. I've read this to you before. The fact is, I read this to you the last time I was up here. This is the 31st Proverbs. This is a salty woman. She makes life worth living. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil, and she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's going to make life worth living for her husband. She's going to give him salt, some pizzazz, some yes, I am so happy I've got you for my wife. Or you husbands, you know, you can be like that too. Do you make your marriage salty for your wife? Are you worthy to be part of that dish that's called your marriage? Or have you lost your savor and be worth nothing more than to be thrown out and cast underfoot? These are the things that we're supposed to think on day after day after day. We're supposed to study these things and think about how it affects us and how we take it and we affect everyone around us. In the book of Joshua, God's talking to Joshua and he's telling him, because Joshua has just been put in charge of the entire group of people. The whole house of Israel, he's now responsible for, just like Moses was, but Moses is dead. And in the first chapter of Joshua, God's telling him, he says, Moses, this second verse, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Take the words that are written in these books. Study them a lot. Meditate upon them. Think about what it says. Think about what it means as to what you're supposed to be doing in your life. And be salty. Shake a little bit here, shake a little bit there. If you go in, you come and jump into a pot where everything is just blah and bland, shake out a lot of salt. Make it taste better for all the people that have to eat it. And I'm talking about life. Thank you.